Welcome, beautiful souls, to a new episode of our podcast. I am so excited to be sharing today's topic with you. Today, I want to talk to you about being kind to yourself, especially if you're going through challenging times. And to be more specific, especially if you're going through a breakup. You know, a breakup is one of the most painful and challenging experiences that any one of us humans can go through, because, you know, at the end of the day, we all want to be loved, we all want to be accepted, we all want to be cherished and to feel that we belong to someone, or, you know. And so a breakup comes as a challenge. It comes as one of our basic needs, which is our need, our deep desire for love. And so it's so easy and common to fall into the trap of feeling that we are not, you know, worthy, or we're not enough to be loved. And therefore, if we didn't get the love of the other person, of our partner, therefore we're not worthy of love altogether. Of course, that's not necessarily what everybody who goes through a breakup thinks, but it's actually the majority. Like, after reading, you know, hundreds and probably thousands of, you know, women going through, especially women going through them, going through a breakup, you'd find that the majority of them, like more than 90% of them, they actually questioned, you know, their, like whether they deserve to be loved, whether they are in good enough to be loved, you know, whether they are lovable and whether they are actually capable of loving. And so, this is so crucial, because getting the love from the person that you want to get it from the most, meaning your partner, and when you don't do that, you actually, most of the time, what happens is that we actually start to like demean our own self-worth and our own selves. And therefore, we deny ourselves of the love that we need the most, especially from ourselves. So we start, you know, going down the rabbit hole of listening to the mental chatter of, oh, I'm not good enough, he left me because I didn't know how to love him, I should have done better, I should have known better, you know, it's my fault, I should have treated him or her better. Well, so it comes with all of this negative self-talk and guilt and shame and questioning ourselves, questioning our own ability to love, questioning our own worthiness of being loved and accepted for who we truly are. And this is why it is so important that you be kind to yourself during these times, because following the path of this negative self-talk and staying in that place for such a long time, it is not going to be helpful at all. It's actually pointing you in the opposite direction, and you're going far from getting things better and finding your way back to yourself. That's not going to happen when you are talking down to yourself and you're talking down about yourself, okay? And so this is why it's so crucial to be kind to yourself. And by being kind to yourself means it's not that you start lying to yourself and start saying things that could most of the time not be believable. But it's about realizing that what you're going through is a challenge, and that the best way to get out of it is to support yourself. Because by supporting yourself, you start to get to a better place, and you start to come to a place where you can find the answers. You're going to find your way back to yourself, how to accept, how to love yourself, and how to cherish yourself for who you are, regardless of one or two or more than one relationship that did not work. Okay, so this the link that we somehow draw in our minds between the relationship or more than one not working, along with oh, this is a pattern in my life. It means that I'm not lovable. It means I'm not capable of loving. I'm not worthy to be loved. I'm not the person to be loved. I will never find the right person. I will always be, you know, like attract those toxic people into my life. This link has got to stop. And it only stops by you being kind to yourself. And that actually includes giving time to yourself. Yes, it actually includes doing things that you know that are going to support you. And it also includes taking care of yourself and not necessarily waiting for others to do it for you. I know from my own experience, when I was going through my breakup back like 4 or 5, almost 5 years ago, I was actually in a foreign country, doing my post-master's internship. And it was a very, very painful time for me because I was all by myself in a foreign country that didn't even speak the language. It was like they spoke Ukrainian like slash Russian. I didn't speak any of that. And it was during one of the worst winters I've ever had in like 20 years. And, you know, coming from a place where I've always been in, you know, used to hot weather, it was so challenging for me to be in such severe winter where it's like 13, like below zero, or 13 to 15 below zero. So being there alone by myself, not having the support of a family or friends or even colleagues that I have, strong relationship that I can start talking about like these personal things, it made it even more challenging for me to, you know, find the support system, the people that would, you know, like embrace me and they give me the love that I needed and to remind me that I am a person to be loved and to, and, you know, cherished no matter what that challenge meant. And, so that made things even more difficult, but it also made me, and this is very important, because sometimes being in a certain situation, what you initially perceive as something negative or against you, it actually ends up being the best thing that ever happened to you. It actually like ends up being in your favor. And I'll tell you what that means. So initially I was feeling so sorry for myself, and I was just like, oh my God, I'm all by myself in this foreign country. I don't even have friends or family. I don't even have anybody to talk to. And you know, when you're going through these times, it means way more to kind of like have a person face to face, you know, with you in the same place, and then you can just like start to talk and open your heart, and then, you know, like cry or do whatever, and then maybe have a hug. So that physical connection was not there, and I was not in the attitude or the mode of, you know, getting on a call like a Skype or even a Facebook call with someone and then just trying to explain all of that, you know, because I didn't want to call them. I didn't want them to start to feel, to get worried about like, oh my God, she's like thousands of miles away, and then we have absolutely no idea what's going on with her. Anyway, so I didn't want to, you know, make my family or my friends to be worried about me. So back to the point that I'm making. Initially, I felt sorry for myself. I thought that I was a victim. I was like, oh my God, it's like everything is working against me. I don't even have the people that I can lean on right next to me, and I have to figure it out myself. So that initially went on for like a few like weeks, and then it actually started shifting. I was like, the being by myself in that place actually, it made me go deeper. It made me be present with my pain. It made me realize that pain is not something that I can just continue to run away from. That if I can just be there and experience it all with all that it brings, and with all of the emotions and the insecurities that are brought up, that are brought up to the surface, with all of the negative self-talk and all of the patterns that I later looked into deeply. And then I realized that that was actually being by myself was a big favor, because being by myself forced me to look these things in the eye and then say, oh my God, that has been going on for such a long time, but it wasn't until I came into this experience and then I'm experiencing this, excruciating level of pain that it actually brought me to my, it brought me to my awareness. It made me so alert. It's like you are going for like years or months in your life in like one mode, and then all of a sudden you're in the jungle being chased by a lion, and then you wake up, and then you realize, holy smoke, this thing has been going on for a good amount of time, but I have not, I but I wasn't courageous and honest enough to just stop and to look that thing in the eye and then say, oh my God, okay, this needs to change. So being by myself, initially it was actually initially I perceived it as something against me, but then later on I realized that that was literally, no exaggeration here, it was the best thing. It was the best thing, and it was the thing that I needed the most back then, because had I found someone to lean on, a shoulder to cry on, and then just to get all of the pain out, I would have felt better at the moment, but I would have not gotten deep enough to actually start sorting through the mess, looking beyond the pain. That's what I got by being by myself in there. Seeing beyond the pain, because like whenever we're going through, painful experiences, especially the ones that are extremely painful, like this one, breakup is like, so difficult. Of course, if you're going through this experience right now. So it actually brings you to the now. It's like, okay, the pain is so pressing that you start to think about, okay, how can I make the pain go away? How can I make this pain go away? How can I make this pain go away? And that's not the right question to ask, because you don't want the pain to go away. You want to see beyond the pain. You want to see what's in the pain for you. There's something in there for you. And if you continue to run away from that, you'll never get to that thing. And being by myself in that place is actually what got me to look deep and to stare the pain in the eye and say, oh my God, okay, that is deeper than just a relationship that's not working. It goes way deeper than I thought it was. Okay? And so being so, and so going back to the thread, the main idea that I started with, which is being kind to yourself. It's so crucial because being kind to yourself, it actually means that you stop doing the things that are not serving you. That includes running away from the pain, believe it or not. Okay? And so being kind to yourself, it means that you actually become so extremely honest with yourself and to have the conversations that you have probably been avoiding for quite some time or a long time maybe. Being kind to yourself means, hey, how can I help myself out? Being kind to yourself means you are not waiting for others to show up and take care of you. It doesn't mean that if you have the people and the support system around you to push them away and to say, hey, I don't need you. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you look and then see whatever serves you in the best way at that time, and then you do it. Okay? There were times where being kind to myself just meant that I would just, you know, take care of myself physically, like my body, you know, getting enough sleep, you know. Sometimes I would be like having one of these episodes. I think it was my body. I mean, I remember one of them in particular. My body was like extremely cold that I actually got like three or four blankets on top of me, and I had the heater on, and I was still having, you know, oh my God, like shaking, like literally shaking. Okay, so being kind to myself at that time meant that I just take care of myself, and then I talk good to myself during those moments. That was so crucial. That was so crucial. Yes, I was like, okay, just take care. I'm going to take care of myself, and this is going to pass. I know. Okay, and so all I need to do right now just to take care of myself. How can I take care of myself? What can I do? Okay. And the core of being kind to yourself is to try to tone down, like tune down, the turn down, like turn it down, the negative self-talk. I'm not good enough. He left me because I'm not worthy of it. And you know, this is not working. I've always known that I'm not capable of loving, that I don't know how to have a relationship. Like all of these things, they are actually adding to your pain more than the breakup itself. I mean, seriously, if you look at it, if the breakup is like 60 or 70, like 60%. I think the breakup itself could like literally be 40 or 45%. And then the rest of it is just like you personally adding to that pain. If you treat yourself better, if you treat yourself in like kindly, you will start to feel a shift within you, that the pain is going to start, you know, like decrease way more in intensity, and you're going to start to come back to yourself way faster, and much, much, much easier. Okay, so my invitation to you ladies, or if you, especially if you are going through a breakup right now, just be kind to yourself. Ask yourself the question, okay, how can I, what things do I know that would like serve me? How can I take care of me right now? If you have a support system around you, like good for you, okay? But just listen to me. Do not allow the support system to rob you from the gift that that pain brings you at the moment. And yes, I'm saying the word gift. I'm using the word gift deliberately because it is a gift. Nobody would have convinced me in a million years, 5 years ago when I was like when I was having this nervous breakdown on the bottom on the floor of that bedroom, like single bedroom apartment, that moment is going to shift everything in my life. Not in a million years. I'm like, wait, what? This is the most painful like moment of my whole life. Yes. And therefore, because I was honest with myself, I was just present with it. I was done trying to run away from it. This is how I got to access the gift, and this is how you can do that too. Just be honest with yourself. Do not be afraid of facing the pain, looking at it in the eye and say, why are you here? Why are you here? What's the gift that you're bringing me? And by doing that and being kind to yourself, I'm telling you, I've been there. Things are going to shift way faster than you think. And you're going to do to you're you are you'll be doing yourself and others around you a big favor by doing that, by just being kind to yourself. All right, so I hope you found this episode helpful. If you do, appreciate if you can share it, or you can share it. You can share the whole podcast and tag me on social media. Be more than happy to see that. Appreciate it, of course. And I want to tell you about one more thing. That's the 14-day challenge to get over your breakup. If you are going through tough times, getting over a breakup and then thinking that this is something that I don't want to do by myself. You don't know where to start. You're just overwhelmed. You're confused. If you're lost, please head to womengettingoverbreakup.com. And once you pop in your name and well, actually just your email, you're going to see all the details about the 14-day challenge. It's going to be an amazing community. I'm putting so much time and effort and energy into that, building that community, and it's going to be so supportive for women going through getting over breakup. So this is the right place to be if this is the experience you're going through. If not, and you know one of your family members or friends, please feel free to share it with them. Be more than happy. Please, guys, yes, share for the people, share it with the people that you feel like this is going to serve them or this is what they need at the moment. And that being said, I'll catch you in our next episode. Bye for now.